Scenes from protests across the state today. Nearly 50,000 academic workers from the University of California's 10 campuses have gone on strike. Among them, teaching assistants, researchers, and postdocs. They're pushing for more than double their salary, plus housing, childcare, and transportation subsidies, as many find themselves priced out of the cities they work in. Joining us now is Blake Jones. He covers education in California for Politico. Hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Okay, so tell us who exactly is striking. What kind of work do they do on campus?
Yeah, so of the 48,000 workers who are out striking today, they cover four different bargaining units that include jobs from, you know, graduate teaching assistants who, you know, do everything from teaching classes to grading papers to academic tutors who work as undergraduates. So they really do cover a, you know, large swath of the work that is, you know, done in assisting tenured professors.
And UC says they're part-time workers. Is that accurate?
Yes, yes. These are part-time workers who are, you know, making sometimes around $25,000 to $30,000 a year. And, you know, some of these workers are looking you know, through negotiations for a doubling of their salaries in some cases, one that the UC has not been willing to offer.
Right. And so on the face of it, is that an outrageous demand to ask for twice your salary in a union negotiation, or is it reasonable given the amount of work that they do in the cities in which they live?
I mean, certainly asking for a doubling of one's salary comes without precedent in higher academic negotiations such as these. But you also hear from union leaders who are saying that they're paying more than 50% of their salary for rent in some cases, in, you know, some of these especially pricey cities that UC's campuses are hosted by. So, you know, it certainly depends on your perspective, but many of these, you know, organizers and folks who are striking today say that they're living at poverty level wages and that the 7%, you know, wage increase that the UC is offering is far from sufficient in giving them livable wages.
Right. So I understand they're looking for a minimum for all grad students at $54,000 a year.
That's correct.
That's right. And then more if you're a postdoc, 70,000.
Right.
And as the UC said, that's just a non-starter.
Yeah, the UC has said that this is a non-starter. The UC has made concessions in bargaining, we've been told, on, you know, issues like anti-harassment and anti-bullying policies. But a lot of these are not the kind of like monetary concessions that that bargaining committees for the academic workers that they're looking for. And, you know, what we've heard from organizers and bargaining committees is that, you know, unless they see a substantial concession on some of these like monetary wage issues, that they're not even going to bring a contract back to their members for a ratification vote.
And they're also asking for other things, right? Subsidies for childcare, for housing, for transportation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that we can trace this to sort of a growing movement within California labor, where organizers are, you know, looking at issues that that are not just on, you know, on the job kind of working conditions, and also include, you know, financial and non-financial provisions that can help them try to survive off the job. So, yeah, your point that you make is, you know, one that's echoed by organizers who say that, you know, if you can't afford something like childcare, that is going to, you know, inhibit your ability to do your job. It's going to stop you from being able to, you know, afford your apartment when you're just working on a part-time salary. And yeah, they say that these issues that revolve around, you know, their living conditions have a really harsh impact on their working conditions.
So they have been negotiating for more than a year, is that right?
Right. And they have not been able to reach a consensus over this time. You know, we can really trace a lot of this tension back, I think, to 2021, you know, at which point one of the bargaining unit's contracts expired. And, you know, since then, you know, they've not been able to ratify a new contract with the UC. And over that time, you know, we've heard updates on bargaining, but it seems like the needle really has not, you know, moved toward compromise. And On November 2nd, the workers held a vote to set this strike in motion that began today. And over 75% of members of the bargaining units participated. 97% of participants voted in favor of the strike, setting it in motion. And since then, we have not seen a compromise reached. The union has reported that there were significant progress made over the weekend, but nothing that is bringing the two sides anywhere close to a final contract agreement.
So what does that mean for students? Because, as you said, a lot of the work gets done by graduate students, by the people on strike today, teaching classes, grading papers, etc. So what does that mean for instruction?
So that means that some students who are not going to have their grade, their papers graded for the foreseeable future. It also means that students who are taught by graduate, level students who are teaching undergraduate sections won't have any class today. And, generally the disruptions that are happening to campus operations are, variable based on how many people are participating in the strike at a given campus. But this is a really key time for some of these disruptions to be happening. I think many have pointed out that finals are just around the corner, and this is, a part of the year that many students are relying on, teachers' assistants to, help them prep for finals, have some of these, 9 p.m. kind of study sessions that we think of teaching assistants holding as they, prepare for students for finals. And, since this strike is open-ended and we don't have an idea of when it could conclude, since we, haven't seen big concessions from either party, it's, unclear whether students are going to get any reprieve.
Well, will full professors cross the picket line and teach these sections?
Your guess is probably as good as mine on that question. I haven't heard from any professors who are willing to do that so far. I have, however, heard from professors who say that they support the strike, and while disruptions to learning are unfortunate, they're, in support of the students and, coming from a pro-labor perspective.
Blake Jones, California education reporter for Politico. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, if Republicans flip the House, they can partially thank the Supreme Court. Our legal Jessica Levinson will explain next on Press Play.